and go. And today, it's a pleasure. We have Mike Perry and Mike Kennelly, or Kennelly, with us. They are both with Story Swap, Mike and Mike. And let's just sort of get to know both of you. We'll start with Mike Kennelly. Can you tell me a bit about your background and how you got involved?
I'm a local from Pittsburgh. I was born and raised in Garfield, if you know where that is. And Story Swap used to put on a thing back in the 80s when it became popular to do a celebration over in Oakland. And I went over to one of those and was fascinated with these guys telling these stories on stage. And I got involved selling tickets. And then I learned how to tell stories after that. And it was all uphill from there.
I remember those days very well. And let's turn over to Mike Perry. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Oh, my goodness. I started with bigger shoes and I've been downsizing. I actually started clowning around when I was a kid, rode unicycle, juggled, stuff like that. And you know, circus is just so ripe and so full of stories, the whole hobo lifestyle, trains, all that. So I think, you know, as I grow into other things, all of that is so present in my mind. It just gives me fodder for stories to share.
Did you actually do any circus?
I did. I did. I did 2 years with Ringling as a clown, and I'd like to tell people I had a nose job. That's what
that had to be a pretty neat life. How, may I ask how old you were when you did that?
I was right out of high school. I was 19. I was on the road for 2 years, so I left when I was 21.
What did your family think about that?
Nice day, isn't it? Yeah, no, they, let's just say in retrospect, they thought it was a great idea. But that was after I went back and got some credentials from school. But it was an opportunity that I just couldn't pass up, and it was definitely an education on the road.
That had to be a lot of fun, and you really need to be trained to be a clown. That's not an easy thing to do. I've never done
it. I've been trying to train it out of me since then. It comes out at, hither and yon.
Well, not tonight, but a week from tonight on June 13th at the Murraysville Community Library, these two men, along with others, are going to be staging what's called the Mock Old Time Radio Show.
Larry, I'm just going to interject here. It's actually at the Community Center, which is a different location.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Know what? But all that information's on our website. So if you go to the number 3, RSTF, that's Three Rivers Storytelling Festival.org. I mean, it's all there.
So. Yeah, and it's correct in our notes and on all of our links. I'm thinking so much about the library now with the reading extravaganza tomorrow that I have library on the brain. It's the Murraysville Community Center.
Well, it's good to be library centric because StoryWorks, which is from the Murraysville Library, are a big sponsor of this event, and they're actually making it happen, which is kind of our adjunct storytelling group here in town.
So, what will folks hear Saturday night? What kinds of things do you have planned?
Well, it's old time radio at its best, and you of all people understand all that. In fact, Mike and I are going to be doing a routine that a lot of people might recognize. It's an old Abbott and Costello routine called "Who's On First," but that's one example of old-time radio that will be included.
This is what people did before they had a phone.
Well, yes, long before they had a phone.
Even before they wired them to walls?
Yes.
Well, let's take a listen. This is what you might hear, what you will hear, in fact, among other things, when you head to Murraysville Community Center coming up on June 13th, a week from today at 7 p.m.
Well, Perry, we're going to New York. We're going to see a new professional baseball team in action. I'm really excited. I've been following them in the papers.
Look, Kennelly, I don't know anything about the team. I don't even know any of the players' names.
I do, and I'll tell you the names. But, you know, it seems to me they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Oh, you mean like funny names?
Strange names. Pet names like Dizzy Dean.
Oh, and his brother Daffy.
Daffy. Well, let's see. We have on the bags who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know, on third.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, I'd say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know, on third.
Are you the manager?
Yeah.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you don't know the fella's names?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
No, I mean the fella's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing.
Who's on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
No, I mean, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
I'm trying to find out the fella's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that
gets... That's it.
Who gets the money?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down to collect it.
Whose wife?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Now look, all I want to know is, when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy.
Who?
How does he sign?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
I'm trying to find out what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what's on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players around.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you who's the guy on first base.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
What's the guy's name on first base?
Well, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him.
Now, how did I get to third base?
Well, you mentioned his name.
If I mentioned the third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
Here we go to third base again. Wait, would you just stay on third base and don't go off it?
All right. What do you want to know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
No, what's on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
Look, you got an outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name?
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
And then tell me who's playing left field.
Who's playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
Look, you got a left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
He's center field.
You got a pitcher on this team?
Sure.
Tell me the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you now.
Then go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who's not pitching?
I'll break your arm if you tell me who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitching.
Now you got it.
And we got a couple of days on this team. Hey, you know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
Yeah. I get behind the plate, and I do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up. Now, the heavy hitter, he bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me, being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out at first base. So I pick up the ball, and I throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
Well, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's all you have to do.
Throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, if I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
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 So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
No, you're not saying it.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
You ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same to you. Same to you. I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs to second. Who picks up the ball, throws it to what? What throws it to I don't know. I don't know throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play. Another guy gets up and hits a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
That's the original. Actually, there are several versions of that routine, but one of the authentic Abbott and Costello routines. And what are some of the other scripts or shows that you'll be bringing back to life, excerpts from some of the shows?
Well, we've got John Sewer, also known as Santa John. He'll be our announcer. Myself and Mike will be doing this and a couple other parts in a few radio snippet dramas, I guess.
Right, yeah. Well, there's the family with the guy that snores. What's his Bartholomew?
The Bickersons.
The Bickersons. Oh,
the Bickersons.
Yeah,
Don Amici and Francis Langford.
Yeah. So, and then there's some Andy Griffith type stuff, some monologues that he's done. I'm going to be doing one of those. There's a skit that we just came up with. I'm not all that familiar.
Couple originals
with
it. That Stosh wrote.
Right.
Excellent. Well, it's a lot of things going on, and this is all going to be at the Murraysville Community Center a week from tonight, 7:00, June 13th. And if you would like to get more information about any of the storytelling activities done by Story Swap, the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival website is the best place to go to. It's the numeral 3, then rstf.org.
Right.
It's just that simple.
Right. We need to mention that we're underwritten by the Grable Foundation and the Pittsburgh Council for the Arts. We have to tell you folks that because they're great people and they support us.
That's great.
And if you show up and enjoy our old-time radio show, you'll love the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival. That will be our 14th annual.
14th.
August 7th through 9th, under a beautiful tent outside in the northern part of the city. At
Winchester Thurston's Northern Campus. Beautiful place.
Absolutely.
And we'll be talking more about that festival as we get closer to it. Mike Canelli and Mike Perry, thank you very much for being with us today.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Radio, remember radio, we'd sit and close.